Well, hey, good morning. It is 13 minutes after 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Little chilly here in Mid-Ohio, but that's okay. Warm in the studio. My voice, always a comforting thing during the Tuesday and Thursday hours, approximately 9:12 a.m. until 10 a.m. It's me, yes, the Adam, the Computer Guy Show.
If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake.
Adam Lapp. In case I forgot my own name, that's me. I'm with you every Tuesday and Thursday, approximately 9:12 a.m. until 10, to talk technology. We take your telephone calls, answer your emails, and even answer your Facebook messages. If you have a question about your computer, is your smartphone not being quite as smart as you were hoping? Is your Windows 7 computer nagging you to upgrade to Windows 10 and you weren't quite sure if that was a good idea or not? Do you get some of those pop-ups that seem to appear out of nowhere? We answer those questions and more. We also invite your comments. Did you perhaps have an opinion about something I said during a previous show? Did you have a question or comment about some technology news that you might have heard, either on this show or somewhere else, or did you just want to talk about some current topics? Those are all fair game. We're an open forum here on your place for talk in Marion, OH, WWGH. That's me, Adam Lepp. Good morning. Thank you very much for listening. Again, you can email me. We have recently upgraded our website and email capabilities. In fact, that's one of my jobs here. You can reach me at adam@wwgh1071.com. Would love to hear from you. And of course, when I'm live here in the studio, like I am now, I do take your telephone calls. Pick up the phone and call me. Would really appreciate it. I won't bite. And it's free. How about that? 740-383-9944. 740-383-WWGH. Of course, that stands for our great president from the Marion area, Mr. Warren G. Harding. One of my favorite presidents, by the way. Currently about 11 degrees in Marion. A little chilly outside, but the sun is peeping through. Winds are light, and not a bad day for January 21st. In computer news on Tuesday. Well, I was here on the air, but also Microsoft in Redmond, Washington, announced its acquisition of Minecraft EDU, one of the building blocks for its upcoming Minecraft Education Edition. Minecraft EDU, developed by Teacher Gaming, launched 5 years ago as a version of Minecraft enhanced for the classroom. Microsoft has used the lessons learned from Minecraft EDU to expand Minecraft Education Edition's feature set. That's something the company said in a statement a couple days ago. The company said, working with the Minecraft EDU creators Joe Levin and Santeri Coavisto, we started with all the learnings from the EDU edition and built its key features into the Minecraft Education Edition. We also added new features including login and personalization, the student portfolio feature, a second screen experience for teachers, and the ability to save student progress. Microsoft added that Minecraft Education Edition can assist in teaching all subjects, ranging from math and physics to history and language. Microsoft added that there's no limit to what students can learn in the game, and no limit to how the game can extend classroom learning. Minecraft players also develop skills in collaboration, problem solving, communication, digital citizenship, and much more. Now check this out. We've discussed with my guest commentator, Brandon Oak, whom we may hear from later today, about how technology and education are kind of married, out of necessity and out of people's desires, but is that necessarily a good thing, or maybe is it a bad thing? Well, what this game will do, which I think is pretty cool, it will enable students to save selfies and photos of their characters and work. It'll include multiplayer support, allow up to 40 students to build something together, and will come with an import and export tool for maps. The game will include tutorials and lesson plan templates to get teachers started, but Microsoft plans to collaborate with educators on the education.minecraft.net for post-launch updates. So if you are a teacher, maybe a retired teacher, or maybe a parent, let me know what you think about this. I feel that integrating fun, technology-enhanced learning into the classroom is an important thing to do, because there are more things you can do on the phone than check Facebook and look for a date and check your email and who knows whatever else. Using technology for education is part of the reason why the internet exploded 20 years ago, and I think we need to kind of get back to that. Make it fun. Integrate it with games and put things in that are familiar to people but also beneficial. So let me know what you think. Your opinion is always welcome. Again, pick up the telephone apparatus and give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. If you would like to be a sponsor of the Adam the Computer Guy show, that would be absolutely awesome and amazing. The price is very, very reasonable, and you get mentions throughout my show, throughout other shows, and throughout the day. In fact, we can probably also put you on the website. Since I take care of the website, I will personally see to it that your message is provided as part of WWGH1071.com, as we appreciate our listeners and, of course, our sponsors. Send me an email, adam@WWGH1071.com. Or, of course, leave a message on our Facebook page, which you can access via our website, WWGH1071.com. Become our friend, our fan on Facebook. All kinds of cool stuff with much more to come. In fact, coming up in about an hour and 50 minutes, we have celebrity guests, interesting guests, all the time. I'm not quite sure how Scott manages to get some of these people on, but that's the kind of guy that he is. Clarence J. Bud Brown will be live in the studio as part of Scott's show, 12:10 to 2 p.m. today, Eastern Standard Time. Bud is a publisher and politician, a former Republican United States representative from the 7th District of Ohio. He served from 65 to 83. He was appointed by President Reagan. He also served as the United States Deputy Secretary of Commerce and Acting Secretary of Commerce from 83 to 88. Again, Clarence J. Bud Brown live in the studio coming up at about an hour and 50 minutes as part of Scott Spears' show. Don't miss it. Of course, between that and my show, it's the legendary Charlie Evers, a man who never runs out of things to say, taking your calls. He's coming up in about 48 minutes or so. How's that for precision? But again, being a computer person, I try to be as precise as possible. Well, the telephone is ringing. It's great to have someone calling in on the Adam the Computer Guy show. Good morning. You are on the Adam the Computer Guy show. Hello? Hello? Hello, you're on the Adam the Computer Guy show. Hello? Okay, we'll check back. I apologize for a technical problem. That, of course, will occur occasionally, despite my technological knowledge, which isn't always as vast as I wish it was. Sometimes things happen, so caller, please do ring us back, and we'll put you right on the air. Do apologize for any problems. Currently about 23 minutes after 9 Eastern Standard Time here at Marion's Place for Talk, 107.1 FM, WWGH, on the Adam the Computer Guy Show. If you would like to be a guest commentator, your opinions, questions, comments, suggestions, or if you just like me to interview you on the air, or if you'd like to interview me, well, that's great. Feel free to call our studios at 740-383-9944, or, of course, send me an email, adam@wwgh1071.com. One of my regular guest commentators is a longtime friend and business associate of mine. His name is Nick. He lives in Wales in the United Kingdom. Unfortunately, we can't have our station reach that far, but no matter where you are, you can always listen online at our website, and we'll be improving the online listening capability soon also, so stay tuned for that and many more great things to come here on WWGH. Nick has an interesting antidote for us to share with you this morning.
Another recent funny on the speed of internet front that we have happen here in Wales. I'm in a little village called Bochrwd, which is spelt Bowrwd, which is near Lyswen, and our exchange is about 2 kilometres away, about a mile. And we've been promised super fast broadband, which for us would be about 30 megabytes a second, since last December, not the one that's just gone, the one before that. We finally got news that we're definitely going to have it in May of this year, May 2016. And so I was overjoyed. I contacted the broadband company and said, can we sign up for this? I was told that the broadband would be in Lyswen, our local village, but I couldn't connect because all of my phone lines went into Cabinet 2, and the cabinet which is going to be connected to Superfast Broadband is Cabinet 3. I asked then if I could move all of my phone lines into Cabinet 3. It seemed a logical way round the problem. Ah, well, you'll see, we don't actually have any phone lines connected to Cabinet 3 at the moment. We're working on that. So, just a little example of the exasperation that we face in rural Wales here. Another local village has had the superfast broadband put in, and it's a village that's divided by a river, and they have a bridge over this river, and the provisioner has put in the superfast broadband into 2 cabinets, one each side of the river. And when I saw them, I stopped and inquired, what are you actually doing? We're putting in superfast broadband for the local populace, and we've put in 200 connections in each cabinet, each side of the river. I said, gosh, that's brilliant, but we've got 450 people that live each side of the river, so you're going to be short. Yes, well, we don't want to overdo it, do we? And that's another example of the wonders of living in remote rural Wales. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you, Nick. Always interesting commentary from the other side of the world. I can assure you, Nick is a man of many stories, amazing anecdotes, and he's a pretty smart dude also. We'll be hearing from Nick later in the show. Again, if you'd like to be a guest commentator, if you have interesting anecdotes. Not, I always messed up those two words, antidote and anecdote, but it's anecdote. Anyway, if you have an interesting story to tell, if you have any comments about something I've talked about on the show, again, if you don't agree with me, that's fine. I appreciate all comments, always welcome. If you would like to be interviewed by me, maybe discuss some changes in technology in your lifetime, that's always an interesting topic. Or if you have questions about your computer, would love to have you on. Feel free to give me a call right now if you'd like to chat for a few minutes. I provide free technical support. How about that? And, you know, not to toot my own horn, but I have over 20 years of experience in business, so I at least have some semblance of knowing what it is that I do, and hopefully can give you some good advice and steer you in the proper direction. Or if you'd like to, again, email me some commentary. That would be wonderful. Email me at adam WWGH1071.com. I really appreciate listener involvement. It's what makes the show great. It's what makes talk radio like WWGH great. And we can do so much on the air, and it's cool, and I tell you, it's kind of fun, too. Currently about 29 minutes after 9. Good morning. Stay warm out there. Eastern Standard Time. With me, Adam the Computer Guy. We'll be hearing some more guest commentary later in the show. In more IT news, Google Maps is constantly getting better with updates. Now, here are some tips for you, some of the latest things, trends, and fun stuff that Google Maps has managed to put across to users like myself, as I'm an Android person. I use Google Maps pretty much every day. You don't need directions to get home from the office every day, but of course you'd like to know how long the trip will take. Of course, this time of year we have issues with weather, with traffic, and not so much construction, but you never quite know. Always a surprise, and that's kind of what makes living in Ohio fun. With the latest Google Maps for Android update, this app predicts where you're headed based on the time of day and shows travel times and traffic conditions for your frequent routes. Now, make sure you've set your home and work addresses in Google Maps. Select Start Driving from the left side menu before you leave the office to see if there is more congestion than usual. You can also add a shortcut to this new driving mode to your phone's home screen. So, kind of cool there to use your smartphone in ways that will not only make your life easier, but safer. If you know there may be a delay, you'll certainly take some steps to drive safely and maybe of course you can always text the people at your home, let them know you'll be early or late, or maybe you'll just stop for a burger because you can't really deal with the traffic. Speaking of burgers, if you can't remember that great burger place from last summer's road trip, that's okay. Turn to Maps, which can show you everywhere you've traveled, as long as Google Maps is installed on your phone. Now, this tool is called Timeline, not to be confused with the Facebook Timeline. It is perfect for remembering the restaurants, shops, and points of interest that you visited on your trips. Another interesting thing you can do with Google Maps, which is a recent upgrade, is offline maps. Now, you can use those to view maps without a connection, which may occur if you are in a more remote area. When you are navigating somewhere, Google Maps can, of course, help you find grocery stores, gas stations, restaurants, and much more while you're on the road. Hit the search button on the navigation screen, pick an option, and there you go. Google has become a bit of a replacement for Yelp. Google has a lot of reviews available, kind of like Yelp, and since Google offers so many different packages, including YouTube, which, of course, they have acquired a few years ago, Google Maps will provide you with reviews and business information, things like hours, parking information, etc., which can make your choice of a destination a lot easier, probably save you some money, some time, and pick something which would be more relevant to your needs and your guests' needs. You can also take a look at typical traffic patterns, a new feature of Google Maps. Click on the three lines in the search bar on the desktop, select traffic, at the bottom click live traffic, and select typical traffic. So Google is really, what would I say? They have gone over and above what you'd expect a map app to do. Much more than just directions, even if you know the place and know the navigation route, like the back of your own hand. It can tell you about traffic and a few other things that you really don't know unless you're actually live on the scene. And perhaps one of the most important things that Google Maps can do. I've saved the best for last. How many times have you wondered where the nearest men's room or ladies' room was? Well, if you're like me, too many times to remember. Google Maps has spent the last several years working hard on indoor mapping to help you find your way wherever you are. That includes shopping malls and department stores and airports, and of course, the latest men's or ladies' facilities. So a lot of things that your phone can do to make it a smartphone. Of course, sometimes phones, despite all their features and all their apps and all their upgrades and who knows what else, aren't quite as smart as we like them to be, but I guess that's part of what makes technology fun, a little bit of mystery, and rarely a time when there's no surprise at all. We'll be hearing from our guest commentator, Nick, in a little bit. He will be discussing some Windows 10 tidbits just for you. Again, he's a man with a wealth of knowledge, and he's in Wales. Maybe that's why I was confusing Welsh with wealth. Actually, he's from London, England, but he does hang his hat in Wales, in a beautiful rural part, which he explained in our last segment about 10 minutes ago. For now, we're going to hear from one of my other regular commentators, and this person is from Central Ohio, much closer. Despite me being almost twice his age, he has a wealth of knowledge and interesting opinions. His name is Brandon Oak. He's going to talk a bit about smartphone safety. Welcome to another Technological Tidbit with me, Adam, thecomputerguy.com, and my guest commentator, Mr. Brandon Oak. Brandon, we were having lunch yesterday, and we both noticed that there are a lot of people of all ages who seem to be married, if not super glued, to their phone or other smart device. And we both commented, that's not really smart, because if you're not careful, the driver may not be able to brake, and a serious accident could occur. Now, certainly, I'm as guilty of anybody as probably spending too much time on Facebook and texting and other things I can do with this mini fantastic computer that lives in my pocket 24 hours a day. But I think safety is always a top priority. And just like most of us, I'm probably guilty of being a little too glued to my smart device. What are some tips, Brandon, that you can give our listeners regarding enjoying your phone and your smart device, but doing it safely and not letting it interfere with your ability to thrive in the great world that we live in?
Well, you know, the first thing I would suggest would, you know, seem a little too obvious, you know, than you might think, actually, maybe not, is that maybe you should start paying attention to your surroundings more so than looking down at your phone or talking on it and not paying attention to what's going on around you. Because I was in the store the other day, and then I figured out, I was walking behind somebody the other day, and they were just talking away on their cell phone, not paying attention, pushing a cart. And then a few people actually had to dodge and get out of the way, and then the other person looked at them as though they did something wrong when it was the one using the phone, seemingly, that was being rude. So I don't know when it became a norm to be rude, but apparently it's become a trend. It's become a very vicious trend. I mean, it has caused a lot of issues. It's kind of staying away from the darker side, but we all know about the dangers of texting and driving. We've seen the results, and people still do it. And they don't seem to quite put the two together as to why you shouldn't be doing that in the first place. But I digress. I mean, as in this whole social environment, you'll see people, they'll be sitting next to each other, and all they do is, you know, they text each other while they're sitting next to one another, to each, which seems to confound me. I don't see why they do it. I mean, when did we stop talking face to face, and why? It just doesn't make sense. Again, it just becomes a trend to seemingly just be rude or just completely distant in your own world, even though you're in the same one. I don't think people quite realize the impact or the effects. I mean, you just kind of lose that personal touch in almost any kind of setting with the whole mobile devices with such ease of access and so on and so forth. And so with that, I leave it.
Well, thank you, Brandon. He is always a person with interesting stories, tips, opinions, and an occasional tribute to some items or news stories that have occurred recently or in the past. If you'd like to be a commentator on the Adam the Computer Guy show, we can have that live in the studio here in the Marion Center Mall, or I can tape a segment which we can play for our audience. And of course, you can listen on the air live on our website or on the FM radio at 107.1 FM. Please don't hesitate to send me an email, adam@wwgh1071.com. Would love to hear from you. Speaking of the internet, we have recently done a major upgrade to our website. And yes, I am the person who has done that. Scott has graciously handed that hat over to me and said, Adam, go ahead, make the website awesome. And I hate to disappoint. And so if you go to wwgh1071.com, you will see show archives, the show schedule, one photo of Scott, but much more to come. So bookmark our site, visit it regularly. We've made it responsive. And by responsive, that's a newfangled term, which I kind of like. It means that whether you're viewing it on a nice 24-inch monitor, a laptop, your smartphone, your not-so-smartphone, as long as it has a web browser, your tablet, or your notebook, no matter what apparatus you use to view the website, it'll look awesome. And so that's one thing that we do currently in website development. We make sure the website has a universal design, a responsive design that will look good no matter how it is being viewed. And currently we have people viewing websites on the huge desktop monitor, in 24 or 26 inch like I have in my office, laptop, and laptops come in pretty much every size from 10 inches to 17 inches, and of course their phone. And we like the graphics to line up. We'd like the links to be available and user-friendly. So that's one kind of cool thing that we've recently added to the WWGH website. Please check it out. Let me know what you think. adam@wwgh1071.com. Once again, I introduce my associate Nick from Wales, United Kingdom. He has some interesting anecdotes for us about some current operating systems.
Adam, here in Wales in the UK, many areas have really bad internet access speeds, and sometimes no access at all, even by mobile or satellite. The satellite has to have a terrestrial line in order to be able to do the feedback, so sometimes no internet access is possible at all. This means all software updates can be really slow, and in some cases their computers will not update at all. This is a problem for the latest update to PC users' machines, which is Windows 10. The download size is between 3 and 6.5 gigabytes. The average download speed in here in Wales, and possibly in remote areas in the USA, is about 5 megabytes a second. So average download can be 3.5 hours, and if you only have 1 megabyte a second, that would be around 18 hours. Long downloads like this usually have minor corruptions in them, and this seems to happen a lot on Windows 10. When it goes to install and update it, it can corrupt and crash your PC and render it unusable. What we in the trade call bricking it, based on the fact that the PC or laptop is about as useful as a brick. Now I have you all worried. What do you think of that threat, Adam?
Well, certainly the ability to update an operating system and stay current and, of course, stay secure, that's pretty much the top item in desktop computing. And if we look at internet speeds and the ability of a computer to be responsive, a different version of the word responsive, different meaning, but a similar idea, that is responsive to updates and your internet bandwidth. If that's not happening, certainly it's going to place a big damper on our ability, well, on the computer's ability to thrive. So regional differences, differences in internet speed in different parts of the world, in rural versus urban areas versus a smaller city like Marion, for example. Getting a reliable internet provider so that we can get updates, we can make sure that everything is secure and communicate in the great electronic world that we live in 2016, pretty much you can't put a put a price tag on that. It remains, by all cases, a very very high priority. Nick's going to comment a bit more for us on this topic.
Solution, Adam, is to use a verified copy of Windows 10 direct from Microsoft. As a Microsoft registered refurbisher, we have master disks and USBs with the data on it from Microsoft directly, which guarantee that they will work. Our charge to carry out an update like this would be £20, so around $30, which for any user is much more favourable than having a brick for a PC. We'll also, whilst we're doing that, give you a service and other things, so it's worth talking to your PC professionals. In all cases, give a professional like Adam the Computer Guy a call first before embarking on any updates. Better safe than sorry. I'm sure you'll agree, Adam.
Well, certainly, Nick. I would always encourage people to visit my website at adamthecomputerguy.com or call me at 740-531-ADAM. That's 740-531-2326. One thing that I provide are security. Well, one thing I provide is a security audit of your business or your home or your computer network, making sure that things are updated, you're using the proper operating system. Certainly, there is some controversy between Windows 7, Windows 8, Windows 10, Mac, Linux. So whatever operating system you are choosing, making sure that it is secure and used properly to the best of its ability. That's one of the top things that we do as computer technologists. Always interesting stuff from Nick, my associate and longtime friend in the Wales United Kingdom. We'll be hearing from Nick one more time before the end of the show. Again, feel free to give me a ring if you have a question, a comment, a suggestion, or even a complaint. Even that's fine, too. Give me a buzz at 740-383-WWGH. Speaking about computer security, we will turn to Eastern Europe. Nick's in Western Europe, but in the Ukraine. Ukrainian officials earlier this week said that they launched a probe into the source of a cyber attack which targeted the Boryspil International Airport in Kiev. The attack may be related to the Black Energy malware attacks that recently targeted Ukrainian infrastructure facilities, apparently from a source inside Russia. The Computer Emergency Response Team of Ukraine on Monday warned system administrators to be on alert for the presence of Black Energy malware. Robert Lipovsky, senior malware researcher at ESET. And ESET is the antivirus program that I personally use, so anything that one of their people has to say, I'm definitely going to heed. Anyway, Robert Lipovsky said the evidence shows a clear link to the Black Energy malware that took down utility companies and other targets in recent months. Months. It's hard to say, but that's, I think I got it out. The coffee helps. Anyway, the methodology often involves a spear phishing email, decoy document, or combination of both. Now, this Black Energy attack occurred last month. It was a coordinated international cyber attack on Ukrainian power stations that reportedly left thousands of customers in the dark. John Holtquist, director of Cyber Espionage Analysis at iSight Partners, said, after analyzing the information that has been made available by affected power companies, researchers, and the media, it is clear that cyber attacks were directly responsible for power outages in Ukraine. The attack on the Prikarpatty-Ioblenergo utility in the western Ukraine was a milestone because it was the first major cyber attack to have a substantial effect on a civilian population. The malware and intrusion and subsequent denial of service attack resulted in an outage that impacted at least 80,000 customers. So as we can see, computer security always at the forefront, no matter what part of the world we're referring to, and it can affect power companies, it can affect many different things. We heard about some hackers' ability to change the computer systems in vehicles, which is being worked on. That came up a few weeks ago. So no matter how laborious it can be, making sure that things are safe and secure, nailed down from hacking, from phishing, and other things that we don't like to have to deal with as computer technologists, making sure that those things are kept at bay is always the top priority. And as I say, as a computer tech, and Nick can certainly attest to this, security isn't the most glamorous and certainly not the most fun thing that we deal with, but it is the most important. If a computer is not secure, it's not going to be that beneficial. Good morning. You are on WWGH.
Hello.
Hi. This is the Adam the Computer Guy show. Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Oh, I was hoping to get Scott Spears at the office. So
yes.
This is, hey, if any listeners are interested, there's a fire going on here at Sumcote on George and Greenwood Street. There's a couple fire engines, EMTs, and that, and the fire's kind of smoldering quite a bit.
We do appreciate the update, sir. Again, give us the address or intersection that's occurring at again.
At George Street and Greenwood.
Okay.
It's on the George Street side between Greenwood and Jefferson.
Okay, we appreciate that, sir. Scott will be in. His show starts at about 12 minutes after 12. If you want to call in then with a more comprehensive update. Charlie is also coming on the air in about...
Yeah, Charlie's coming in there here in a little bit.
Yeah.
I'll give him a ring.
Definitely, about 20 minutes, and we appreciate that. Always
okay.
Good to have
right.
Updates. And thanks again for calling.
Yep.
Have a great day. Adam Lepp here, Adam the Computer Guy, taking your phone calls in our studio. We are live, 740-383-WWGH. If you would like to be a guest commentator on the Adam the Computer Guy show, feel free to email me, adam@wwgh1071.com. I welcome all opinions. And certainly, when we discuss technology, opinions can certainly flow, just like the coffee does here in the mid-morning hours. We're going to hear from my regular guest commentator, Nick, in Wales, United Kingdom. He has another interesting anecdote for us.
Hi, Adam. Today's funny from the web and IT world here in the wilds of Wales in the UK is about websites. Yesterday, I went to see a customer I've been building a website for some time, mainly because they're very slow in sending the content to me. They wanted a face-to-face chat about the site, so I popped out to them. Their first question was why their garden machinery site had a grass photograph as the background. I replied, because you asked for a grass photograph as the background. Well, we don't like it, they said. So, fair enough, I deleted it there and then on the spot. So, what would you like in its place, I asked. Let's leave it white. Okay. This went on for about 15 minutes, deleting all of the photographs and leaving it white with words. The last bit that was left was a nice slideshow of farm machinery and quad bikes that they sold. These were the models they told me they stocked, and they sent me the photographs for them. Ah, yes, they said, but all of the photos that we sent to you were the ones we don't stock. Flabbergasted is the only word that even comes close to my exasperation. Moving forward, they have promised to send me photos of things they actually sell. Of course, the customer is always right. So, ho-hum, let's move on. Back to you, Adam.
Thank you, Nick. Always a man with interesting stories in his travels and adventures in internet and computing technology. I would love to hear your anecdotes, your stories, and perhaps your comments and suggestions. Feel free to email me, adam@wwgh1071.com, or of course leave a message on our Facebook page, or best yet, we are live in the studio for another 7 minutes or so. Pick up the phone, your rotary dial phone, your smartphone, or even your flip phone, because, you know, those flip phones are pretty cool. 740-383-WWGH, 740-383-9944. Last week, Netflix announced it will crack down on members using proxies or unblockers to access titles from overseas. That follows the company's announcement at the Consumer Electronics Show, held earlier this month in Las Vegas, of a global rollout that has it offering streaming content in 190 countries. David Fulliger, Vice President of Content Delivery Architecture, said the problem is that not all of Netflix's content is available globally. It's making progress in licensing content around the world. Rob Enderle from the Enderle Group, we quote him regularly because he knows what he's talking about, a man of many good opinions. We'd love to have him as a guest on the show. Maybe sometime we can get some celebrity guests. Stay tuned for that. Anyway, he said this isn't something Netflix wants to do. It is something that they are required to do by contract. Now, that's because content owners offer different licenses for different countries, so not all programs are available at the same time in every place. For example, Mexico had the greatest number of titles, over 9,000, as of November. The United States had more than 7,000. Germany had just under 2,000. The wide range of availability impacts rights holders, okay, who are very picky when content they own is available in other countries and they're not paid for that. Licensing content to Netflix and other streaming services such as Amazon Prime's Instant Video is a fast-growing source of high-margin revenue for content owners like Time Warner, Viacom, Walt Disney, and Discovery Communications. So licensing and royalties and costs delivering content are a pretty big and rather current topic in the technology world. Does the cost of providing this content outweigh the usefulness or the many benefits of offering it to subscribers and listeners? Would certainly love to hear what you have to think about that, as that's a pretty big topic in 2016. Again, my phone number here in the studio, there is still time to chime in, is 740-383-WWGH, 740-383-944. Coming up in approximately 15 minutes, it is the man himself, Mr. Charlie Evers, discussing pretty much any topic whatsoever. He is a man of many opinions, many stories. Don't want to miss any episodes of his show. And you can give him a call again at 383-WWGH. Speaking of not missing any episodes of the Charlie Evers Show, if you go to our new and improved website, you will see about 20 recent Charlie Evers shows available, with much more to come. And yes, you can even hear the previous episodes of my show, as well as Marion Today with Fran Vohl, Talk of the Town with Marge, Sober Joe, Steve Boom Boom Cannon. So there's a celebrity we have on regularly at WWGH, and some of the many interesting guests that our station manager Scott has had on in the last few months. One of my personal favorites, Florence, the wisecracking maid on The Jeffersons, Marla Gibbs. Now, there's a great actress. She's also a pretty good singer, and she also produces. She was on back in July. We have that show for you, as well as a few songs that she has performed. Marcia Warfield from Night Court, another very funny lady. Marty Allen discussing Phyllis Diller. There's a couple funny people. That's available. Even one of my idols a bit in the DJing world. He's on Sirius XM. Cousin Brucey, he called up and spoke to Scott recently. That show is also available at our new and improved website. Again, much more to come. We have some of the best guests and most interesting, informative, and educational talk on Marion's Place for Talk, WWGH 1071, on your FM dial. Adam Lepp here, Adam the Computer Guy, about ready to wrap up after another adventure in Radio Land. I certainly thank you very much for listening. Your listenership, if that's a word, is always appreciated. Again, we get together every Tuesday and Thursday between 9:12 and 10 a.m. and we talk technology. Take your phone calls at 740-383-9944. I provide computer news and views. And of course, always guest commentators, Brandon, Nick, and an occasional surprise. Have a great rest of your Thursday. Drive safely. Please don't text and drive. Have a good weekend. I will talk to you on Tuesday, 9:12 a.m. AdamTheComputerGuy.com.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk.